Morning, boys. Got your memory verses memorized? Ready to go? Let's see, we got Psalms, and what's the next book? Used to be Proverbs. That's Job. Then Proverbs. I would like you boys to start working on memorizing the books of the Septuagint. Along with your regular verses you memorize, but this isn't going to be like all in one week. Just I'd like to work on memorizing about half of them to start with, because some of them are the same as what they always were for us. But if you'd go down through Ecclesiastes, and get that far, and then that's a little over half. Just work on that. Genesis through Ecclesiastes, memorizing those, so that you can know whenever you're told to turn to somewhere in the Old Testament, you know where to go. Because I memorized them from the Masoretic text. And so whenever I'm told, whenever a preacher says turn to a certain book of the Bible in the Old Testament, I have to hunt around because they're not in the same order. So be good to learn that at a young age. Anyway, we're ready for Proverbs chapter 17. Let's pray first. Thank you, Father, for your mercy to us in this beautiful Lord's Day. Thank you for the brethren and sisters gathered together here and in other places. Pray your blessings on us as we seek your will. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Better is a morsel with enjoyment and peace than a house full of many good things and unrighteous sacrifices with quarreling. You understand that verse? Better is a morsel, just a little bit of food, with peace, enjoying the peace that you have in your home. There being peace there, but just a little bit. Better to have that than to have a house full of all kinds of good food to eat and quarreling or strife, fighting among yourselves, disagreement with unrighteous sacrifices. A servant with discernment shall rule over masters without discernment, and will divide portions among brethren. So let's say you've got a rich man that has servants, and he has children as well. Usually the children of the rich man or the landowner or whatever, they also call master. The servants would call him master or some title like that. And even the servants would be that have discernment. In other words, they understand. They see right and wrong. And they act accordingly. They act according to what's right or wrong. They understand that. They will rule over masters without discernment. And a lot of times in history there's been servants that have been the appointed, a wise servant has been the father would appoint that man or woman over their child, even their own, the father's child, to help training, tutoring. As silver and gold are tested in a furnace, so are chosen hearts before the Lord. God will test us and see what we're, show us what we're made of. An evil man heeds the tongue of the lawless, but a righteous man pays no attention to false lips. He who laughs at the poor provokes the one who made him, and he who rejoices in destruction will not be unpunished. You understand that? We're all made of God, poor and rich. God can bring down the poor, bring down the rich and raise up the poor in a day's time. So we don't have anything to laugh at someone that's poor, or despise them, or count them as little or nothing, or deserving of punishment or whatever necessarily. We do things in life that we receive the for doing it, make stupid mistakes and become poor or something. That's one thing. We understand that, but we don't have any place to laugh at them or scoff at them because they're poor. Or to rejoice when someone is received, that their house burns down or something bad happens to them, even if they're our enemies. And that's a challenge sometimes, because we want to think, well, God is judging them. But those things happen to good and bad people. But he who has compassion will be shown mercy. Do you have compassion on the poor and on those who have received destruction in some way? Something bad's happened in their life? You will be shown mercy. The crown of old men is children of children. What are children of children?
Grandchildren.
Grandchildren, that's right. So, what does that mean when it's saying that's those are the crown of old men? How does that crown an old man? How do grandchildren crown an old man? Yesterday, you were with your grandfather, right? What do you think he thought of all these grandchildren?
He was happy.
That kind of is sort of a crown of rejoicing, isn't it? That your life has extended to so many. And that's the crown of old men. And the boasting of children is their fathers. That's, you know how young boys are. Their dad is the best in the world, and they can do this or that. And the boasting of children is their fathers. And one of the worst things that can happen is for someone to try to destroy the father in the child's eyes. That is so terribly destructive to the child and to society in general. And that's what's happened in our world so much, that the father is looked at as a whatever, a bad person or somebody who doesn't know what he's doing. But naturally, the natural thing is that a child loves and admires his father. The entire world of goods belongs to the faithful, but to the faithless, not even a penny. Reminds me of the verse that the meek shall inherit the earth. And then another, take from him that hath not, for even he that has not, even that which he seems to have, will be taken away.
Faithful.
faithful lips will not adapt to a man with discernment. This is a reverse way to understand this. Faithful lips will not adapt to a man without discernment. So if someone doesn't have discernment, neither will he have faithful lips. He will speak unfaithfulness. He will be untruthful because he doesn't have discernment. Nor lying lips to a righteous man. So if a man's righteous, what kind of lips is he going to have? How is he going to speak if he's righteous? Okay. Instruction awards benefits to those using it, and wherever it turns, it prospers them. He who hides wrongdoing seeks love, but he who hates to cover them will separate friends and close relatives. So if you know something about somebody, and you just can't wait to tell it. Or if you know something about somebody and you think, that doesn't need to be told. That's the difference. He who hides wrongdoings, now that's not the same as if you know somebody's done something wrong and your parents need to know about it. But be sure you're not a tattletale. Be sure you're not like, just can't hardly wait to tell something on somebody because you know and someone else needs to know because that makes you feel important because you know it and you can tell it. Well, that's wrong. That's if you love people and you love the good and want the best for others, you're going to want the best for them. You're not going to want to spread it when something that you know that would make it look really bad for them. But you'll just keep it. You'll keep it. You'll understand this more as your life goes on, how this is. And that's a challenge all the way through life. But he who hates to cover them will separate friends and close relatives. We want friends to be friends. We want relatives to be friendly. We want harmony and happiness and goodness. We're not trying to stir up strife. A threat breaks the heart of a man with discernment. But a man without discernment, though flogged, has no perception. You can beat him, still beat him for his lack of discernment, lack of understanding right and wrong. In other words, he just keeps doing the wrong thing. And you can even beat him and he has no perception because he doesn't have discernment. So we need to pray for discernment. We need to seek to discern right and wrong and do good. Every evil man stirs up controversy, but the Lord will send him a merciless messenger. Care will befall a thoughtful man, but men without discernment devise evil things. He who repays evil for good, evil will not be removed from his house. The foundation of righteousness gives authority to words, but discord and quarreling precede poverty. He who judges the unrighteous as righteous and the righteous as unrighteous, he is unclean and abominable before God. What is judging righteous to be unrighteous, Sylvester? I mean, what would that be like? Calling good evil and evil good, right? That's right. That person is unclean and abominable before God. So, judge righteous judgment. Why do goods belong to a man without discernment? For a heartless man is unable to gain wisdom. He who makes his own house lofty seeks destruction, and the one who turns away from learning will fall into evils. You know, there's a saying in the world that says, ignorance is bliss. And in a way, that's right about some things. Especially about knowing some bad thing about somebody else, like we already talked about. It's better just not even to know it if it's not worth anything and it's not going to do any good. But about the things of God and things that pertain to life and how to work together and love one another, you need to be instructed and taught and learn that. Let a friend be with you on every occasion, and let brethren be useful in necessities, for they are begotten for this reason. Which answers the question, what are friends for? Is often the response whenever somebody's asking a favor of somebody else. Well, what are friends for? That comes right out of here. A man without discernment applauds and rejoices over himself. I'm sorry, this seems a little funny, but as also the one who gives himself as surety for his friend. He who loves sin rejoices in quarrels, and the hard-hearted man does not assemble with good men. A changeable man will fall into evils with his tongue, and a heart without discernment is grief to the one possessing it. A father does not delight in an uninstructed son, but a son with discernment gladdens his mother. That's one of your verses. That's your verse to memorize right there. Verse 23. A father does not delight in an uninstructed son, but a son with discernment gladdens his mother. A cheerful heart makes a man healthy, but the bones of a sorrowful man dry him up. The ways of a man who receives gifts unrighteously do not prosper, and the ungodly man shuns the ways of righteousness. The face of a wise man shows understanding, but the eyes of the man without discernment are upon the ends of the earth. A son without discernment is wrath to a father, and grief to her who bore him. That's the memory verse for the older boys. 27. A son without discernment is wrath to a father, and grief to her who bore him. What does that mean, brethren? Wrath to a father. You have a thought on that, brother?
It's foolishness. It doesn't please a father. Pretty
simple. Be like somebody pouring out wrath on the father is a son without discernment. I mean, I'd rather be whipped than to have that, you know. Anyway, that's the older boys. Memorize that. It is not good to punish a righteous man, nor is it holy to plot against righteous princes. He who refrains from uttering a harsh word is intelligent, and a long-suffering man has discernment. So, when somebody does something just really grinds you, it makes you mad, but you stop and you don't say the words that you would like to say at that moment, or you don't get angry and just say things you shouldn't say, it shows that you're intelligent, you're thoughtful, you're thinking, and a long-suffering man has discernment. So that's one way to get discernment, is to be patient and long-suffering. Put up with somebody not pulling their end of the load like they should. Put up with it for a while. Take it. It'll do you good. It may not be just and it may not be right, but it'll do you a lot of good. Wisdom shall be imputed to a man without discernment who asks for wisdom. And anyone who holds his peace will seem to have discernment. Okay, you have your verse 23 and 27 for the elders. But I want to go back to that first verse here. Better is a morsel with enjoyment in peace than a house full of many good things and unrighteous sacrifices with quarreling. Apparently, these people are sacrificing to the Lord. They're doing religious things. They're religious people. But they're not righteous in their sacrifices because they're quarreling. It'd be better to have a little in peace. I talked to someone, a brother this morning, who was talking about how that some people outside of Christianity, they don't even go to church, they're more decent than some who do, because they just do right by their neighbor. They're a good person, as far as they wouldn't cheat or steal. They're kind to get along. That's a long way down the road toward following the Lord. But people deceive themselves into thinking that because they do sacrifices or go to church or give money to the church or dress a certain way or be a certain way religiously, that that'll make up for not loving one another, getting along, following the Lord together. So let's don't be deceived. All right. You can have opportunity to do your memory verse.
This week we're supposed to memorize Proverbs 16, verse 4. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, but he who seeks the Lord rightly will find peace.
Proverbs 16:4. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and he who seeks Him rightly will find peace.
Proverbs 16:4. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and those who seek Him rightly will find peace.
He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with peace, or no, knowledge with righteousness, and those who seek Him rightly will find peace.
Proverbs 16:4. He who seeks the Lord.
Proverbs 16:4. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and those who seek Him rightly will find peace. Verse 23. There are ways that look right to a man, however their ends look to the depths of Hades. And verse 30. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures his head.
Proverbs 16, verse 4, 23, and 30. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and he who seeks Him rightly will find peace. There are ways that seem right to a man, but their ends look to the depths of Hades. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures a city.
Proverbs 16, verses 4, 23, and 30. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge and righteousness, and he who seeks Him rightly will find peace. There are some ways which seem right to a man, however they lead to the depths of Hades. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures a city.
He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and those who seek Him rightly will find peace. There are ways that seem right to a man, but their ends reach to the depths of Hades. And a patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures a city.
Proverbs 16:4, 23, and 30. There, he who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and those who seek him rightly will find peace. There is a way that seems to be right to a man, but the ends of it reach to the depths of Hades. And then, a patient man is better than a strong man, but he who controls his temper is better than he who captures a city.
Proverbs 16:4. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and he who seeks him rightly will find peace. Verse 23. There are ways that seem right to man, but their end looks under the depths of Hades. And verse 30. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who can capture a city.
He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and he who seeks him rightly will find peace. In verse 23 is, that there are ways that seem right to a man, but their ends look to the depths of Hades. And then in verse 30, a patient man is better than a strong man, and he who can control his temper is better than he who can capture a city.
Proverbs 16:4, verse 23, and verse 30. He who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and he who seeks him rightly will find peace. There are ways that seem right to a man, but their ends look to the depths of Hades. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures a city.
Proverbs 16:4, verse 23, and verse 30. Verse 4,
he who seeks the Lord will find knowledge with righteousness, and those who seek him rightly will find peace. Verse 23, there are ways that seem right to a man, but their ends look to the depths of Hades. Verse 30, a patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he who captures the city.
Proverbs 16:4, he who seeks the Lord will find knowledge, righteousness, and he who seeks him right. There are ways that seem right to a man, however, their ends look to the depths of Hades. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who captures a city is better than or he who he who that a man. A patient man is better than a strong man, and he who controls his temper is better than he captures a city.